Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Good morning.
That's what we need. Good morning. Let's wake it up. It is Tuesday, March 21st. First full day of spring. And spring showers for you to embrace on this first day of spring. Highs in the upper 50s. Highs.
You know, let's just enjoy it because we're going to be all be complaining when we're in heat waves in July and August.
Yeah. So true. So
never
let's
ending.
Enjoy cold rain today.
Exactly.
I love cold rain. Walk out and smell the pavement after a cold rain. I didn't tell you guys. I forgot yesterday.
Yeah.
I spent the weekend with my sister and my niece Flora for a little of her spring break.
Cute.
And I ordered, I should just borrow this stuff from you guys, but I ordered buckets and things to play in the sand.
Oh, was she? Yay. That's where she was on her way to, huh? She texted me. She saw my book in the Nashville airport.
Flora?
Meredith. Sorry, your sister Meredith saw my book at the Nashville airport. So she sent me a picture of it like on the show.
Yeah, she was on her way to play Build Sandcastles with Uncle Ryry. My niece calls me Uncle Ryry.
Oh, so cute.
But I should just start borrowing these like beach toys from you guys. I don't know why ordering them. I mean, I forgot I ordered all of a sudden. I'm like, who ordered a pail?
And then it just stays there forever until the next time you use it. You use like three times a year. If that. At least we do.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Right, we were talking about my little niece. 4 years old, that Flora Marie. And Sissany, so how old is everybody now?
Well, the twins are 4.
Yeah, okay,
and
right there.
Sevea is about, I lost count. She's either 19 or 20 months old.
So it's months, though. You still say months, right?
She'll be 2 in August.
That's when you go to years?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, she'll be 2 in August. We'll just
what
say
if
that.
We call Michael right now and he knows Sevea's months?
He's probably does, because...
Because he's data driven.
He's a math guy. Yeah, he's probably way quick.
He loves a spreadsheet.
Oh my gosh.
Family
he was talking to me about like money stuff last night. I was like, ugh.
Why? SVB?
Because we're doing taxes and stuff. And so.
Oh, I have to do taxes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so he was just like, we really need to do this and this and that. And I was like, oh my gosh.
The anxiety tumbles inside, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
All right. So your kids are cutting their own hair?
Well, not like. I'm not letting them run free with scissors, but remember when I did my sister weekend?
Yes.
Okay. So
no, he doesn't.
Well, it wasn't too long ago.
Wasn't that long ago.
Right. But
her
like,
sister took a weekend together, and I was like, invite more people. She's like, no, just us. It's a sister weekend. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then a few days later, I'm doing Aza's hair, and I'm like, what is going on here? And I noticed like she has like all these choppy parts like in her front like area, and her hair is just like long. She doesn't have any bangs, nothing. And all of a sudden she kind of has these like short hairs in the front, and she gets all quiet, like does like almost like the dog with the tail between her legs, like just like, you know. And I'm like, what happened? And Michael was in the kitchen too, and he was like, oh, I forgot to tell you. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, so they kind of cut their hair last weekend.
Does he talk like that when he talks to you now?
I mean, kind of. This is my Michael voice. So I forgot to tell you that they kind of cut their hair. I was like, kind of cut their hair. You guys, just the whole family just wasn't going to tell me. Like,
oh,
they were,
boy. Oh, keep that secret from mama.
Like, they're all in cahoots. And then Aza goes, Maxon did it too. So it was like a whole thing. So in our laundry room, we have all their arts and crafts. And so I guess they were in there and they not only cut their hair, they have these horses. You know, like, did you get Flora one of those horses that she can ride around in?
Yes, I did.
Yes. So they cut that, the horse's hair too.
Oh, no.
I'm like, you guys realize the horse's hair is not going to grow back.
Yes.
No. So they cut the horse's hair, all that's chopped off, and then they went and cut their own hair. Maxon gave himself like a full-on like Jim Carrey Dumb and Dumber haircut.
Was Michael around when he did the cut?
So no, and I was just like, Michael, I don't know where Michael was with Sevea. Saturday. Who knows? And I'll give him that. It was a rough weekend for him. He had all three kids, you know, for the whole weekend.
Hold on for a second. But here's what I don't like, and it sounds like you felt the same. Did you forget to tell me, or did you conspire with everybody? Don't tell mom.
I think he truly forgot. I don't think he conspired. I don't think so, because the kids were not like.
I just wish this was a movie and we could see the cutaway scene where he's like, okay, guys, mommy's going to come home from a sister's weekend. Let's not tell her.
How would I not notice? Because it was so noticeable, like, especially Maxon's hair like that. His is just like all choppy. So.
Okay, here, kids, listen, here's the plan. I'm not going to tell her. She notices. I'm going to say, I forgot. Okay, say, I forgot.
I mean, maybe that.
Say, I forgot. And if she doesn't, like, buy it, then she wins. Okay, that's the plan.
I feel like they would blow it. If they, like, the next thing out of their mouths would have been, Daddy said not to.
Yeah, I know.
And they didn't say that, so. I truly believe that
there's still time.
Well, we had to take her to there's a bubble cuts here in Studio City. And so we took her there. Yeah, I had to give her bangs, like almost like these little like miniature bangs to like even it all out. But we're good now. The man. And I'm like, you're not allowed to use your scissors anymore without adult supervision.
You're not allowed to go away anymore.
I guess so.
See what happens?
Yeah.
This is a household morning hack. I have carpet or rugs. They're like runners that curl up at the end.
So annoying that does that. Is that like the heater at night that does that?
I don't know. I think someone comes in there and sits on it. There's nothing you can do to get it down. You get so frustrated. Well, here's what they say. Put ice cubes on the corner. Weigh the corner down with something heavy like a candle or a jar of something. And the ice cubes and the weight of that candle will end up flattening it out overnight. And you should be fine. Now, the ice is going to melt. So I don't know how many hours. You want to watch it and just make sure you don't ruin the carpet with the water. But the ice and the weight will flatten it out. It's a household hack this morning.
That is so interesting. So the ice kind of freezes the fibers of the rug or something. Or I don't know how it works.
Pressure keeps it down.
Interesting.
Right. Now, got to wrap your head around a Tuesday. Sometimes it does take a little more. It does for me. I need a little more octane on a Tuesday. Today's quote, surround yourself with people that make you feel easy to love.
Nice.
It's a nice quote.
Nice one.
Just make it a nice day.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Yeah, I mean, despite the last minute negotiations that did go on late into the evening last night, LAUSD was unable to come up with an agreement with the union representing thousands of service employees to avoid a work stoppage. So the 3-day LAUSD strike has begun, shutting down hundreds of schools and creating hardships for hundreds of thousands of parents. Demonstrators could be seen picketing under the rain as early as 5:30 a.m. this morning in Van Nuys, for example, and that's just going to continue throughout the morning. So yeah, give us a call and just let us know how bad you are affected by this. 800-520-1027. Potentially heavy rains and floods along with strong winds and low snow levels are expected to hammer SoCal yet again today. I am so over the rain. A flood watch has been issued for most of Los Angeles area late last night through tomorrow afternoon, and a wind advisory will be in effect for most of the region from 7 a.m. until about 7 p.m. today. But, you know, with the schools being closed because of the strike, the LA Zoo announced that it will offer free admission to LAUSD students in grades K through 12. I thought that was kind of nice that they're doing that during the district's 3-day strike. Free admission will be offered to all currently enrolled LAUSD students, grades K through 12. I mean, that's a little bit of a relief, along with a $5 fee for accompanying chaperones. Students will need to show proof of enrollment for free admission.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Rema and Selena Gomez with the world's longest song right now. That song is almost 4 minutes. And I don't know a song that's over not many over 3 minutes these days.
I think they hold the record right now for
right?
the songs.
I was sitting here for like 90 seconds ready to go. And the song keeps going.
It's a good vibe, you know?
It's a nice vibe. It's a nice vibe. Very busy morning here. It's Ryan Seacrest and Sissany, Tanya, the whole gang here this morning. You know, no school, LAUSD. The zoo I saw is opening. They're letting kids in.
I thought that was nice that they're doing that.
So nice.
And you can also pick up the meals. You probably know this, but meals can be picked up from grab-and-go locations until 10:30, starting at 7:30, mm-hmm. going until 10:30 mm-hmm. this morning, giving out 6 meals per student, covering breakfast and lunch for the next 3 days. And I just want to grab Vanessa, who's now in Canoga Park. Vanessa, thank you for calling in this morning. So you are a teacher. Tell us your view on what's happening.
Yes, good morning. My view on it, I'm not really affected by it because I work at a charter school. We are opened all week, and although we are authorized by LAUSD, we are an independent school. So kids are still in our classrooms learning all week.
So Vanessa, what are the teachers at your school talking about now? What do you think you'll say today to each other?
We'll say good morning, have a great day, and of course, I saw a few school district LAUSD schools on my way to work, and I am moved by the movement. However, I am not part of the union, so I'm not affected by it.
Well, so many people are, and so many people right now are outside. And they've been outside, you know, rain currently 48 degrees. The sun wasn't up, obviously, early this morning when people were out. Amy's in West LA. So, Amy, you're at a strike now. Tell us about it.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And thank you for listening and calling in. So, you're a teacher.
I actually am a special education assistant with Local 99 here, mm-hmm. representing at Palms Middle School with cafeteria workers and bus drivers and teachers who are supporting us. We just appreciate your support and you taking our call.
Absolutely. Well, tell me what you're talking about today with everybody you're with right now.
Well, you know, we're just tired of the injustice and the unfairness treatment. We have not had a raise in over 5 years. We've been waiting for a contract for over a year. And the money's there. It's just, you know, the games that are being played, we're just tired of it. And so we deserve, you know, way more than what we're asking for. And he needs to stop playing games and, you know, negotiate fairly with us. We're ready.
And fair is the operative term, sounds like, from everybody I'm talking to.
Doesn't seem like you're asking for a lot.
Amy?
Yes.
So who are you? Like, I hear some people in the background. What do they do? Who are they?
So we've got cafeteria workers. Everybody give a shout out. We're over here in the cold, freezing rain. Our principal was nice enough to just bring out some coffee and water for us. So,
now,
hold on for
a second. Who's the life of the party? Who's the whistler? I want to talk to the whistler.
Support of each other.
Somebody whistling there.
Whistling? I don't know.
It was me.
Oh.
Now who's that?
Who is that? He's like, who's the whistler?
Retired Bob Scott. Worked at Palms 30 years.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. Thank you for listening. You want to say anything while you're on with us?
Anyone, do you want to say anything while you're on with us?
Support the cafeteria people and the bus drivers. They're the first ones who pick your kids up.
Boy, I mean, think about that. They're who feed your kids, right? Nourish your kids. And the bus driver is that's how you get there. I mean, mm-hmm. I have such fond memories of my bus drivers and my first bus drivers and how I felt so safe with them.
I took the bus since kindergarten, so I definitely remember. Yeah, so many memories.
Open the school, the bus drivers bring the kids to schools, the cafeteria workers feed the kids once they get here. Without us, there are no schools. And once they get into the classroom, the teachers are there to teach and we're there to support. So This shutdown is major, and, you know, the district is going to feel the effects for sure.
Well, Amy, thank you for reaching out to us. You keep us posted. We're here all the time, okay?
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Woo! Okay, bye. Keeping the spirits high there, Amy, cheerleading that group.
Yeah.
All right. It's wet. It's cold, and it's wet this morning in the midst of all of that going on with LAUSD. So let me get into a second date update. Just, I want to keep the momentum going this morning. Danny reaching out to us in West Covina. Danny, thanks for coming on. So you went out with this woman 3 or 4 times and you thought it was going great, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Then she all of a sudden stopped texting you?
Well, she did text me and she told me to stop texting her.
Okay, why? Like, after what date? How many dates did you go on?
We went on Well, I saw her four times, but we went on three dates. But the last time was her bringing cookies to my office that she had made herself. So I kind of count that.
Yeah, so wait. So after each date, date one, date two, she was totally cool on text? You guys were fun?
Oh, yeah. No, like in the third date, too, is when she came over and she spent the night. And we were like very cool after that.
Right, you spent the night like and she brought you cookies to your office?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, who does a 180 after that? What could possibly have happened in the last date?
I mean, that's why I'm calling you guys, because my head's been spinning about this. I honestly can't think of what went wrong. Like, I thanked her profusely after she gave me gave the office the cookies, and I thought it was like the nicest thing in the world. And
I mean,
I was falling hard for this girl.
I've sent cookies, and that means like I was really into it, like really into it. You don't send or drop off food at work unless you're like really trying to put a foot forward.
Agree.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Danny, what's her name?
Her name's Natalie.
How'd you meet her?
On Hinge.
Great place. Wow.
All right. Hold on for a second. Do we have her number? Guys, do you have her number? We have Natalie's number?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Hold on one second, Danny. We're going to call her and see if she'll come on. I need to find out.
It sounds like she got back with an ex or something.
Oh, it does.
It kind of does.
Who's her ex?
I don't know, but it's like they were dating.
Maybe
she was dating multiples and one just
and
got...
And don't text me. I don't want your text to show up. Ooh. All right. So let me get in Danny. Danny's doing a second date update with us. Now, Danny, I'm on your side here because I don't like it. I don't like it. Like, I think sounds like you went out four times. Everything went great. You guys spent the night. Then, by the way, you spent the night and the day after she brought you cookies at work?
It wasn't the day after, but it was pretty close after that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go, right? There you go.
Yeah. Well, the fact they went out three to four times as well, too.
But then she, like, does such a sweet gesture. And you're thinking, this is great. Like, I like her. She likes me. We're good. And then she says, don't ever text me again.
She said that, did you say anything back?
Yeah. What was your response?
Well, yeah, no. I obviously was like, did I do something wrong?
And what'd she say?
And she was vague. I mean, she was just like, you know, I honestly think it's for the best that we probably don't talk. Like, she was just very evasive.
So Sisney thinks she has another guy.
I mean, maybe. I got, you know, we met on a dating app, so anything's possible, but I don't know. It just seemed like we were really connecting. Like, I was honestly telling people, like, this girl's special. She might be the
one. Of course. I get it. All right, Danny, be quiet. Danny, be quiet. I'm going to put her on. I'm going to talk to her with Sisney and Tanya. Okay, hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Natalie, thank you so much for holding on. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. So your voice is on the air. I've got Sisney and Tanya here. We're calling about a guy named Danny that you went out with. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Yeah.
How was your time with Danny?
He was cool. I mean, we hung out a few times. But Why are you calling?
Well, because I happen to know that you guys went out a few times and then you told him to stop texting you. Why was that?
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm being honest, he didn't do anything for Valentine's Day. We'd gone out on a few dates. Things were good. And then, like, nothing on Valentine's Day. And it really bothered me.
Did you do anything for him on Valentine's Day?
No, like, I assumed he would make plans for us to do something. You know, things were good. Things were, like, escalating. And he never asked me out.
How many days between your last date and Valentine's Day?
Oh, it was, like, 3 or 4 days. And just like he did text me happy Valentine's Day, but like nothing on the day.
Did you talk about Valentine's Day on your last date?
I may have like mention something like, oh, you know, like I'm excited to hang out on Valentine's Day, and then nothing. Like I wasn't going to like make the date, but I just thought that things would happen, but there was nothing. So,
all right. So I got to tell you something, Natalie. Danny's on the line listening to this, and I'm glad he is.
Oh, okay.
Because Danny was into you, and he told us that you brought him cookies. Like, you guys sounded like everything was going great, and you were doing sweet things. And Danny, what's your reaction to that? Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, you know, first of all, I'm sorry if I came across like a jerk on Valentine's Day. That wasn't my intention at all. Like, just some quick background. I had been dating someone for a little bit, like around the same amount of time a few years ago. And I went, again, like Valentine's Day came up, and I went all out. Like I did, I made dinner reservations, like a card, flowers. And it just like, it totally freaked her out. She's like, you're coming on way too strong. And that actually ended the relationship. So I've been, you know, just a little cautious around that day. And I didn't want to go overboard because I liked you so much. I didn't want to like freak you out. But yeah.
Oh,
I
mean, no. I just backfired.
You know?
I think this is just a miscommunication. It's like, Natalie, you assumed and Danny assumed. You guys both just assumed.
And some people think that day's meh, whatever.
But
anyway,
some people don't, and it matters.
But you guys both assumed, and there was just a miscommunication.
Yeah, you weren't communicating because it's all new, and you guys don't know your languages yet. But I love your languages together. I think you guys should go out again.
I think you should.
I would honestly love to take Natalie out again, and like I'll do something special. Like we can pretend it's Valentine's.
Oh, that's cute.
Just a little bit late.
I mean, yeah, like I guess what you're saying like makes sense. I just didn't know, and like since we weren't exclusive, I just didn't know. Like maybe you were with someone else, or you know, it felt kind of weird because it wasn't like I could see that being too strong on a first date, but
celebrate spring solstice.
Yeah. Guys, the music tells us the story. Thank you, Natalie, Danny. You have each other's numbers. This was a very good second date update. I am happy that you guys are going to reconnect, and I can't wait to hear what's next for you. And I'm going to play a song. Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
If you think back, Kiss really is embedded into the fabric of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This radio station has been around for a very long time. And even outside of LA, Kiss is known for being the texture of LA. It really is, right? I mean, and the station has evolved over the years. It's had different hosts, it's had different morning shows, it's played different styles of music, but it's always been very Los Angeles. So first place I visited when I visited LA when I was on a trip with my girlfriend from high school's father.
I
wanted to come visit Kiss FM because I had heard about just how legendary it was around the country. So it's very LA. So we're psyched that we're here. I mean, it's a cool thing, right? And I would listen to Kiss if I didn't work at Kiss. And Ruby has actually... And the reason I'm bringing this up is because Kiss is featured in this. But Ruby has brought up this really cool sort of Instagram account that captures vintage LA. That captures like old school LA. And the Kiss van is in one of the photos on the Instagram page. So Ruby, tell me more about this account.
Yeah, so this artist, Guadalupe Rosales, she's also an educator. She created Veteranas en Rucas, which is an Instagram. It's basically, think of it as like an archive of throwback photos of capturing fashion, music, the entire style and vibe of the early 80s, 90s of LA. So it's very nostalgic. It's a very nostalgic account. They have over like 270,000 followers, and people get to submit their photos and kind of tell their own story, right? So this account is just, like I said, so nostalgic, and the images are just so much fun to look at. The throwback lip liner and the oversized 501 jeans. You know, a lot of this is also coming back now, but it's like a love letter to LA.
It's funny because I'm looking at these photos thinking these are cool again now, but I know these photos are from 20 plus years ago.
Yes. I know. I look at this stuff and I'm like, this is literally like the fashion that my sister would dress up at to go to high school.
Yes. The Aquanet hair, you know, all of that. Yes.
So Guadalupe, are you with us this morning? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here. You caught me at the right time because I am on crunch time in the studio. All good stuff, though.
Are you in East LA right now?
I'm in LA, yes. My studio is right there by not far from East LA College. So.
Got it. Hey, you were named the first ever Instagram artist in residence by LACMA. Big fan of that museum. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes, that was in 2017, I believe.
It's so cool. Your archives, they resonate with so many Angelinos, and they're just vintage LA. Vintage LA. Why did you initially want to create the digital archive?
It's like I've had these questions, they asked me these questions before, like how and why on Instagram. I think that what it comes down to is that just like the limited resources that my community has dealt with, when I started this archive, it was very specific to the 90s. And I just felt like the representation was very, very slim, especially coming that was focused on women. And everything that I was seeing and reading and looking at on popular media was so centered around the male perspective or narrative. And for me, it was, I needed to see like women's voices as well. So that's pretty much why it started and why it continues to grow so much, because everything that you see on these platforms, MapPoints and Veteranas and Rucas, is all these photos that most, I would say maybe 80% of them are shared by women in the pictures.
It's so interesting to see, all these different scenes and narratives and snapshots. And I mean, how many photo submissions do you go through daily?
It comes in waves. Sometimes I get, let's say, for example, if I post a photo that is almost like a throwback, and then a photo of like the present moment, which those are very, very popular. People love to send a picture of who they are now and who they were then. Mm-hmm. Let's say I post that, I get like, a wave of photos that are also inspired by that particular photo. So for example, if you were to send me a photo and people are attracted to that photo and they're like, I have photos that look like that, I want to send that, a photo that looks, it reminds me of this picture. So then I get, depending on what the picture is, but sometimes, I would say that maybe I get like 4 to 5 pictures a day. So that's something that I have to go, pretty much like go through, have conversations with people. So the pictures are not just people sending them and then I post, I have conversations. I want to know the story behind these photos and encourage people to share a little piece of it, kind of like, let's humanize these photos. Who are the people in the pictures? What were they feeling? Where was it taken? And if they feel inspired to share their story, then that's a good thing, But I'm also very careful on like, if people aren't ready to share certain things, then that, that makes a lot of sense to me too.
Well, if you want to check this out, I mean, it's really interesting to see it and think about LA and the fabric of LA and these stories and the photos and where they were and what they were doing. You can go to Veteranas_and_Rucas. It's underscore. So it's Veteranas_and_Rucas, right? On Instagram?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Check it out. Walube, it's so nice to meet you. Keep it up. We'll keep looking at these photos. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
The throwback glamour shot ones, the ones that you used to go into the studio.
The
do you remember at the mall with your best friend?
Or the swap meet.
The spaghetti strap tank tops that we used to wear.
Yes.
Payphones, old Kiss FM.
The dark lipstick, all of that.
Look at the old buses, too. The old LA buses. It is obviously big news here in Southern California. It's making the national news as well. Everyone is talking about school is out today for LAUSD. There's no school. Hundreds of thousands of families bracing for this 3-day strike that's going on right now. 30,000 teachers, aides, you got bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, all participating. Service Employees International Union is seeking about a 30% raise. These are the facts here, saying many people are paid poverty wages and need to work a second job just to get by. It's 1-800-520-1027 here at KISS FM. Let me grab Jane. Jane just got on the line here in Anaheim this morning. Lots happening. And before the sun was up, you saw people outside in the picket line. So, Jane, thank you for calling in. You say this is great for all the teachers.
Yes. I just want to say that I'm glad that this is happening for all the teachers in California. We are tired of not getting paid enough money. We work very hard in the classroom. I work until 6 p.m. sometimes. We have to deal with behaviors that are off the walls. Parents are not understanding us. No one is understanding us. My coworker yesterday, she had to leave because she doesn't have an apartment. She cannot afford the rent. Rents are ridiculously high. What, $2,000, almost $3,000 for a one-bedroom, one-bath? This is not fair. Nurses, doctors are getting paid so much money, but teachers, we need to be just like nurses and doctors. We need to get paid the same salary as those people. Please, California, I'm glad that Los Angeles is doing that. I'm in Orange County. We are going to be next. We need to get paid more money. Six digits for the teachers. We need to get paid six figures. We have had enough of all of this. California, please be on our side, or we will not go back to the classroom.
I mean, it's so well said, and I hear the passion in your voice. It all starts when kids are young, right? Learning how to operate in the world, learning how to do just the fundamental things. And what you mentioned, the behavior, Jane, I'm interested. Have you seen it gotten worse?
Yes. Let me explain to you. I teach kindergarten. I had a student, hit me in front of my kids. We have a couple of teachers on campus who have left for the whole year. I'm actually considering taking the rest of the year because emotionally I am distressed. I cry myself every night. I just want everybody to hear me out, guys. Come on. Work with us. You know, like if we're helping people rehabilitate from the prisons and all that, hey, focus on education, please, so we can get this country going. Because honestly, we're not even close to like Europe or Japan. Because our education system needs to be reformed. The whole system needs to be reformed.
Thank you so much for calling. Well, I know you speak for a lot of people, and you take good care of yourself. All right, Jane, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jane there in Anaheim. Really appreciate, you calling in and us opening up the beacon here for you to say so passionately what's happening and hear from you who are there in the trenches doing this every day. Thank you for listening to us. I have Emily who's been holding here for a few minutes. So, Emily, thank you for reaching out to us on KISS FM on this Tuesday morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm kind of in a weird spot right now with my boyfriend.
Okay. So, they're telling me your boyfriend thinks he's living with you, but he's not. In your mind, he's just staying with you. What happened?
So, we started dating a few months ago at the end of last year. And he's been staying at my apartment a lot because he has three roommates and lives like almost an hour away. And I live alone, so it's great. And I enjoy having him over, but we were at a party last weekend and he kept saying things like our apartment and our kitchen and talking about like living together, which is not true. Like he doesn't pay me rent. He doesn't help out with utilities. So I'm kind of worried.
I'd be worried too. What do you like about this guy?
I mean, he's a good guy. We like have the same values. I actually like could see myself living with him in the future, but overall, like we aren't living together and I don't know how to like bring this up to him. Like,
How long have you guys been together?
Since the end of last year, like November.
Is there a way to
that's like way too fast.
But is there a way to be honest with him? Can you just, in a way that's
I think just
really
correct him. Every time he says mine, or say every time he says ours, just say, well, this is mine.
Yeah, be like, this is my place.
No, not this is mine. No.
I mean, I don't know.
Why? Like, in a joking way. Yeah. Not like, this is mine, but be like, cutesy. You mean my place.
Yeah.
My place.
I just don't want him to, like, get the, like, wrong impression that I wouldn't want to in the future. Like, I don't want to make it like a negative.
Can't you just be clear with him about it in a very thoughtful way about exactly kind of how you're telling us? I mean, there's nothing wrong with what you're telling us.
Right. I'm trying to
think. I don't know. I feel like it sounds mean.
I know.
Well, it's mean that he's doing this to you.
Okay, so how many times a week does he spend the night?
like almost like four or five.
Does he have a drawer? Does he have space in your closet?
I cleared some space. I've been a good girlfriend. I mean, it wouldn't be a problem if, like, you know, I do see a future with him. So it's like, I just don't want, like it's not our apartment.
So I think you can say, look, I always want to say bra, but yeah. I can't call him bra because he's got a name. You can say to him, hey, boyfriend, you know, like, this is, like, we have so many, just, I don't know. I this is a tough one. I think you can say to him that you need some shared responsibility.
So I should start charging him.
Okay.
Well,
no, but you got to share some responsibility because we want to make this work for the long run, and there needs to be balance between responsibilities.
But no, why is it bothering you that he's saying our because he's not paying for anything?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give this, like, we're heading in a good direction, but it only has been like a couple months. Like, I'm not, my friends are like, wait, you guys are living together? And it's like, no, we're not living together yet.
Ugh.
What is he saying again?
He's just like saying things like our apartment and like talking about like our kitchen.
Well, oh, you got to stop. You got to stop him from saying it. Even if you have it with a laugh, it's like, hey, man, this is like, I work and pay for this. This is not our yet. We should talk about our hour.
Right.
Our yeah, should be our hour, but we're not at our hour yet. And have a laugh. Have a margarita beforehand too.
Needs to be laughy, and then
you shouldn't let it keep going, or this is going to become a bigger like festered issue.
Right.
For you.
Pretty soon you're going to come home. He's going to be redecorating.
But we don't have an hour yet. This is a my, but we're a we, so we need to create an R. See, there it is.
Say that again. Say it again.
Just confuse him.
We don't have an our apartment or an our kitchen yet. We have a we in this relationship, but this is mine. And if we want to create an our, we should talk about that because we are doing great together. That's the speech.
That's good. That's good. Remember that, Emily.
I like that. I like that.
Seriously. That's cute too, I think.
I think that's cute. I like that.
Thanks, guys.
We can send you the tape if you need to write that down. That's confusing.
Yes, please.
That's perfect.
That was good. Look at that. You just pulled that out of your,
takes
you know what?
Me a while, though. I had to warm into that.
Yeah, you really did. Mm-hmm. You had to take a sip of your coffee.
Yeah, focus on the pronouns of the we and the me and the our. And we are great. But let's create an R because this is me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got it.
Yeah.
Now you're just showing off.
I'm just trying to give her more tape.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I don't know what it is about us, but we love to give advice to you and to people who work here. And especially when it comes to dating. I would rather give advice all day about dating than have to deal with my own. You know?
Like yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather than have to address anything of my own. I'd rather just deal with every issue
that's interesting
about dating that we have here. No, it's just easier. I think it's easier, right, to give advice glibly sometimes. So Mariana, anyway, works in the back room. And Mariana's Generation
Z, I believe. In between Millennial and Generation C.
Right. So anyway, so she just like loves to come ask us for advice, but sometimes our producer Mark says, ask them for advice. And then she's like, yeah, why not? Right? Mm-hmm. Probably works like that. So you know this guy from, you know the guy, he's not a stranger.
Yeah. We grew up in the same area in Maywood.
Went on a first date in Santa Monica. Remember that whole thing? That went well. You were actually impressed by that date. I remember that.
Yes, I was. I liked the date.
So then the guy comes back and says, let's go out again and invites her to Palm Springs for the second date.
Mm-hmm.
We were so excited. Uh-huh. I mean, we were so excited. It was like another St. Patrick's Day. And I think Sissy and I encouraged you to go.
I said, yes, carpe diem.
And Tanya said, no.
Right.
Too soon. What if you have to go to the bathroom? What if he sleeps weird? It's a lot.
And so here you are with the results of your decision on that second date. Mariana.
So we decided to wait.
Oh, boring.
Yeah, I like it. Good job.
Done with him.
So what happened?
Well, he was looking at Airbnbs or places around Palm Springs, and he was like, oh, like, there's not much there anymore, like, though, for those dates, because we had already planned those specific dates. And I was like, okay, yeah, no worries. Like, I didn't even, you know, try.
I mean, he saw the prices, girl, and he's like, oh, this is expensive. Like, yeah. He's like, so let's just go out to dinner instead.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I'm like... Did he look at the prices and he's like, never mind? Or,
you know, we always get that idea. I always think it's a good idea to go do like a weekend getaway, and then you see all the prices, yeah. So like, forget it.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, okay, whatever. I don't really care for it. So we're still going to do something that weekend. I'm not sure exactly what he has.
So do you feel any different? You don't feel any different?
No, because I was kind of already skeptical about
so this going. Made it easier.
Yeah, this kind of just made... I'm relief. Like, maybe it's meant to be.
Meant to be.
So this is a little relief, right? Yes. Okay.
It's all a right. lot being in PJs in front of a stranger right away.
I have some great PJs, though. Come on, Sissy. You get fun PJs.
No, right? Like doing your whole nighttime routine. Like, you don't even want... It takes me like 15 minutes to floss my teeth because of my...
Oh, my gosh. I used to always love it on a first travel date with somebody because my routine is something to see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd have all my moisturizers and things. I'd be like, would you like to use mine?
But you didn't warm up to that.
No, it was great.
Second date is like so a lot.
No, I found out most guys don't travel with all those moisturizers and cleansers.
Yeah, I was kind of excited to do face masks and all that stuff. But
you know, they have some that feel cold that they're not. You don't have to refrigerate them.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch. I have some in my glove compartment. Yeah. All right, so this is good. So we're still into the guy. We're going to have another date. We gave great advice. Keep us posted.
Okay, I will.
They're still talking, right? You still talking or texting?
We text every day, which is crazy because I never text guys every day. Like,
how many times do you text a day on average, would you guess?
Oh my God, like I can't even, because it's, if on, you had it's account. On Snapchat, it's Twitter and text messages. And I'm
okay, just round up. I want to know a number. Okay, let me guess.
Okay, guess.
Well, if you said all of those, I'm going to guess 50.
Get any work done
I'm
going to
guess 50. I'm going to guess 50 text messages a day.
No, that's too much.
Oh, too many?
Conversations are too long, actually.
Well, no wonder the phones keep ringing.
All right.
She's on Twitter or whatever she's on.
Okay. Any other guesses before she tells us the number?
Okay. What's the number?
She said 50 was too many. So I'm out.
25.
No, I want to say like between 10 text messages.
10 text messages. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
Well, we're living vicariously through all of this because we used to do all this. It's so fun.
I know.
We used to have these big decisions to make. Keep us posted, Mariana.
Yeah, that's why I always come to you guys. Thank you.
You're going to find this ironic, but sometimes, you know, the shows, there are so many shows and there are so many spinoffs of shows. And believe me, I've worked in reality shows for a long time and they're spinoffs. But I find it hard to keep up with everything.
Yeah.
And this is one of those situations where Sydney's... Now, you are big fans of this franchise. Your family, big fans of this franchise. So yeah. Vanderpump Rules,
I've been watching since season one and we're in season 10 now.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And
excuse me, what's you in Love Island?
Oh yeah, true. I'm just saying I didn't realize there was 10 seasons of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, all right. So what's up?
I can
up?
Give you like a cliff notes of if you want to catch up.
But
of
let me
which
just ask you a question.
If
I've never seen this show, anybody listening, never seen it, why is this scandal such a big deal? What's the headline?
The headline here is because Tom Sandoval and Ariana Madix were together for 9, going on 10 years. They weren't married, but they owned a home together. They were very much together couple. And he cheated on her with one of their friends in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
Not even just, like, cheated on her and, like, had an affair with somebody. And, like,
even for, like, Ryan's Roses, this is intense.
Right. Not even an acquaintance. Like, this was, like, a friend that, like, would, like, let spend the night at the house.
Ew.
And they would sneak into each other's
rooms? Allegedly. But yes. Like, it was just, it's so scandalous that it's just that's why I think it shocked fans so much. Okay. And so that's why this season, which was wrapped, by the way, they were completely done filming this season. They went back and tried to get the cameras rolling again to get all of the reactions as this was unfolding, as this scandal basically unfolded. So what Bravo did is they gave us a teaser and we got that yesterday. And here's a little bit of audio of Tom Sandoval telling Ariana that he wishes that they both tried a little bit harder in their relationship, but it's clear Ariana just is done.
Who's the one that looks like Ted Lasso?
I mean, maybe Tom Sandoval.
With the mustache.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, play it.
This is a full-blown
love affair.
I wish we both would have tried harder.
You don't deserve one tear of mine.
She saw the both of you at the Abbey together.
You don't know what's going on between us.
I don't regret our relationship.
I had so much rage in me.
I mean, that's a season 10. that is a 10th season plot.
We're only halfway through the season, so there's so many more episodes to come, and the editors are back in the editing room basically trying to fit this footage into the existing episodes that they had already done. Mm-hmm. So a new episode tomorrow night, and former cast members Jax and Brittany, who used to be on Vanderpump Rules, are going to be coming in here tomorrow with us.
So who's close to Tom and Ariana in Jax and Brittany?
They both used to be. Jax used to be best friends with Tom Sandoval. And Brittany is very good friends with Ariana still to this day.
All right. So Mark, what time tomorrow?
Oh my.
For those following on this, what time tomorrow will Jax and Brittany be on?
7:40 tomorrow.
7:40 tomorrow. All right. So then we need to keep the train on track. 7:40 tomorrow.
They will give us some tea.
All right. That is Vanderpump Rules. Tubbs, what's your take on it?
It's just too crazy for me.
Make sure you jot that down so when Jax and Brittany are here, you can let them know it's too crazy for you, right?
That's a lot of drama.
Okay.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
That's it, guys. We're going to roll out of here. Tomorrow, Disneyland tickets every hour. And, of course, we start paying your bills early in the morning on the 10s. So make sure you sign up for that at kissfm.com. Keyword bills.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.